couple of interesting covers there. Eric Burdon doing Ring of Fire. Great Johnny Cash hit. And that was from his Sun Secrets album that he did back in the 80s with the Eric Burdon Band. And before that, The Clash did I Fought the Law, a live version thereof, from Here to Eternity Live. And Paul Simon did Wristband from his current CD, Stranger to Stranger, that came out over the summer. That's sort of the hit from that. But it fit nicely coming out of Amanda Palmer's new thing, At the Door, with all those different people calling her up and leaving her messages about being on her guest list. Oi, there were a couple of bad words in that I wasn't aware of. Whoops, but there they went. Freeform radio, freedom of speech, all that good stuff. Stubby my phone, Medford. An instrumental thing by Paul McCartney behind me right now. A thing called Frozen Jap from McCartney 2. He did this way back in 1980. I didn't think it was that old, but nonetheless, there it is. Well, it sounds like kind of 80-ish, doesn't it? Kind of sounds like Yellow Magic Orchestra. No wonder why he called it Frozen Jap. Going through our Rivendell library, came up with an XTC song coming up next. It's called Science Fiction, and I'm a fan of XTC, but I'm not familiar with the song. At least I don't think I am. And it would have fit nicely in our Star Trek set, so we're going to kick off this next set with XTC's Science Fiction. Listen to it together. Strike the Box, Chuck filling in for Chris here at WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned.
really like.
Whoops. Well, that's what happens when you double-click something, I suppose. My bad. I had a really nice segue there planned, and what happened was I double-clicked Rivendell, so the song started and then stopped again. Ah, how awful was that? Single-click, Chuck. Single-click.
Wonderful.
let others help you forget. When you are happy, every place feels like home, 'cause you're never alone. There's much to be said, but it's all in your head. It's wonderful.
Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Ah, yes, thank you, Dr. Lester Grinspoon, for those encouraging words. And on that note, the annual Freedom Rally 27, it looks like, it's happening in the Boston Common, September 17th and 18th, noon to 8 on Saturday and noon to 6 on Sunday. Two stages all over Boston Common, people expressing their rights and desires of wanting marijuana legal and available for adult use. And in fact, we get to vote on that this November as well. So that's another encouraging thing. Speaking of voting, today is primary day in Massachusetts for the local races and state representatives and state senators and what have you. I actually went and voted today myself this morning before coming in here, and went into the my election polling site, and I asked, as I'm unaffiliated, so I get to choose which ballot to pick during primaries, and I asked for the Green Rainbow ballot, and the election official told me I was the first one to ask for that party. I wasn't surprised. Anyway, do exercise your right to vote as well as being out there in the Boston Common on September 17th and 18th. Public service announcements from your friends here at WMFO. I'm Chuck. This is Strike the Box. I haven't told you what you heard in the last set there. We ended up with the Rascals there. It's wonderful. I played that in our Rivendale thing, and they have it as the Ultimate Rascals Collection. But I believe it was off of Once Upon a Dream. 1967, though it says 1965 in here. I know that song was not that old. Animal Collective there, number one from the Strawberry Jam album, 2007. And we heard XTC, Science Fiction, from the Punk and New Wave, 1976-1979 compilation. Also here in our Rivendale section. Behind me right now is something a little different. It's Miles Davis from his Bitches Brew 1969 experimental jazz album of the day. Miles Runs the Voodoo Down. I'm going to bring this to the foreground while I figure out what to play next. I'm kind of sort of making this up as I go along. It is Freeform Radio. I would say your input is welcome, but I'm trying to remember the new phone number. We changed our phone number here over the summer, and it hasn't stuck in my memory banks. I don't see anything around here that says what the new phone number is. So if you know it, you can give me a call, but I don't know it right now. But it is WMFO in Medford, I know that much. Stay tuned.
Hey! Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Don't listen to me.
Don't listen to me.
It ain't paradise.
It ain't paradise.
But it used to be.
But it used to be.
There was a time.
That tambourine in time.
Every day I
Jeff Nipline there with a live version of She Has Funny Cause from the Jeff Nipline Loves You album. It was released in 1993. Long after the band has disbanded, they moved on to the Starship, and then from there, who knows? But I always liked the original band. To me, they were one of the great hippie bands of the 1960s. And we heard Neil Young before that with his new song, Hippie Dream, or at least it's a new reissue on his new Earth CD. So while he was dreaming of hippies, I had to dream of Jeff Nipline. David Bowie, Panic in Detroit. It's a Scary Monsters bonus track, it says. So, but it was also a live version of that. And before that, we had Miles Davis with an excerpt of Miles Runs the Voodoo Down from Bitches Brew. Behind me right now is Patrick Higgins performing box violin frittata number 3, except he has it transposed to guitar and various sound effects or loop effects mixed in with it. But I heard it said that there's not enough classical music in WMFO, so I'm aiming to do my part. This is Strike the Box. It's 1:33 in the afternoon, so we have another 27 minutes to go. I don't think anybody's following me, but I'll be leaving at 2 and turn you over to our Rivendell system. But in the meantime, I got some more music for you. I just gotta figure out what it is. So enjoy some Bach.
untimely death. Bury my body. And give the letters which thou find'st about me to Edmund, Earl of Gloucester. Seek him out upon the British party.
An Odin girl. A serviceable villain. Duteous to the vices of thy mistress and to the badness of desire.
What? Is she dead?
Sit you down, father. Rest you.
Truth. You like the quote? Did you know it was Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land.
We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people. I call it extreme, extreme vetting.
We don't need this fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing.
Extreme, 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 extreme.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Extreme.
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about.
Okay, I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know any, honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist.
White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. Extreme. Extreme.
Fascist not in motion.
Extreme.
Generals tell them what to do.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. He's the founder.
Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population.
Look how much African American communities have suffered. To those I say, what do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump?
Shake that fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. I will build a wall. It'll be a great wall. Drugs will not pour through that wall.
You can say what you want about the Quran. You can say what you want. There's something there.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. She's the devil. She's the devil. She's the devil.
I get things done better than anybody.
They're fed up with those guys back there, the media. They are the worst.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
She's the devil. She's the devil. She's the devil.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We never win. We just don't win.
We are going to make America great again.
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 No, 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 no. We don't need that fascist groove thing. At least that's the opinion of yours truly, not necessarily those of WMFO, staff and management, or Tufts University. But I'd like to think that most educated people would agree with that. Again, my opinion. Heaven 17, who did that song back in 1980 about Ronald Reagan, and then yours truly took a bunch of Trump comments and mashed them up and remixed it into that song. Bert Mancini before that with Truth from the Tuning In, Tuning Out. Well, that's what made me think of rebroadcasting the Trump thing because the truth will set you free. And well, enough said on that. Pat Maravich signed three mixes. They did Beatle mega mashups, a thing called Strawberries and Onions. And that's where we were in that set. Enough of the political things. It's time to get to the more important, serious stuff. The Red Sox are in first place, and that's exciting. So we're going to close out today's Strike the Box with a little tribute to them. Here on W. Mahone Medford.
When you are gone, I keep track of the time in my diary line by line, and the past is behind. It was so long ago when believing and beauty celebrated the birth. It was green, lovely green, we could fly. Days alone in the mirror, arranging my hair. In the end, what is there to talk of passing time? Should I turn off the TV or go to the racetrack and bet on the dog? And the weather is strange. No summer this year. In the days of but the Red Sox are winning. Shall I turn off the TV or go to the racetrack and bet on the dogs? And the weather is strange. No summer out here in the days of the war, but the Red Sox are winning. Cedeno may have killed. When Jose Canseco reached deck five, I admit to being thrilled. Centaur.